Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back. And if you're new to this podcast, my name is Akiyemi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. I do want you to know that anything that I share on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. All information is for educational purposes only. All right, sit back and enjoy. If you're anything like me, you grew up going to church after church after church. You had so much exposure to different religions, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, whatever it was. You had so many experiences with different religions. You were given a Bible and told to read the Bible and know the Bible and memorize some of the scriptures in the Bible. You were told about the Ten Commandments and that you had to follow those laws, and if you broke those laws, you were going to go to hell. Those were my experiences. Maybe they weren't yours, but they were definitely my experiences. I thought that I had to do good and be good. If not, I was going to hell. I even believed that I had to go through a priest to confess my sins and all of those things, as if that person was the one that I needed to go to in order to get to God. Oh, I had all those experiences. I had these rules that I was told that I had to follow. I mean, and laws, and all these things were so confusing to me. And I had to be in church every Sunday. I had to be part of a ministry. I had to sing on the choir. All these messages were given to me when I was a child, and I was so confused. And then, not only that, when I started seeing how people behaved in church and the way that they did after they got out of church, especially on Sundays, it was like, you're not supposed to cuss on Sundays. You're supposed to be good because it's Sunday, and you do something bad, you just say, God, forgive me. Yes, I grew up that way, probably just like many of you. I get it. But guess what? That was the wrong message. That was the wrong message. And what I learned after years and years of mixed messages when I got older, I was invited to a church. It was in 1993. And for the very first time in that church, and it was a non-denominational church, so no religion or nothing like that, but for the first time I heard the message. My heart finally received the message that I was supposed to hear. And it may have been told to me in other churches prior to that. It's possible, but I just did not receive it. My heart did not receive it. Even though I could hear it, I didn't receive it. So that message that I finally got there was that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That was the message. That was what I was supposed to have heard all those years prior to that. But I didn't. I didn't get that. And the thing is, I did not have to get right to get salvation. I did not have to be good and be right or do things or anything like that in order to receive salvation. It was free. It was free. Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid for my debt. So that was my experience. I don't know what yours was, and I don't know if you may have been injured by the church or religions, or just felt like you just didn't want to have no parts of that. You know what? I get that, because that was my experience too. But by the grace of God, I finally got the real true message. So all we have to do, and I just want you to know this message more than anything, all you have to do is first admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Just admit that you are a sinner in need of his saving grace. The second thing that you need to do, be willing to repent. Be willing to turn away from those things. Doesn't mean that you can't receive salvation if you haven't stopped those, because that's going to come with time. Transformation is going to come in time, but you got to be willing in the heart, be willing, right? The third thing is you have to believe that God sent his son to die and take on the sins of this world. That's what you have to believe, and that Jesus died on the cross, and that he was raised after the third day and now seated on the right hand of God. You have to believe that. And then the final thing is pray to God and ask for Jesus to come into your life and be the Lord and yourself in your Savior. Be your Lord and Savior. That is it. That's it. And if you do those things, guess what? You're saved. Guess you didn't have to go out and do anything. You didn't have to clean up or nothing. That's all you have to do. So I'm hoping today that you decide to do that. And guess what? You don't have to go to a church. You don't have to connect with a pastor. You don't have to do any of that to get salvation. You can do that anywhere, in the privacy of your own home, in a closet, in the corner, in the bathroom, anywhere, in your car. You can do that without anybody else's help. You can do that alone. But once you do that, and once you've actually went through that process, then I would suggest that you try to connect with other believers. Other believers. And you'll know that they are. You'll know it. You'll feel it. You'll start to feel and be able to discern who is a believer. And then read John, the book of John in the Bible, because that gives so much information about what you have done in your heart. And in that way, you can learn more about him and get to know and have a better relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. That's it. I hope that you chose to do that today. And if you did, praise God, because now you're in the body of Christ. And guess what? We're now related. Until the next time, good mental health, and praise be to God, good spiritual health. Choose this day who you will serve. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I hope you come back to listen to any of my future episodes. If you're looking to connect with me, you can go on my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com. You can find me on Instagram at Akiyemi McCoy, on Facebook at Light Counseling Transitions, and you can also find me on YouTube under the name Akiyemi. All right, until next time. Y'all take great care.